CDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
And welcome back to Colgate University. It is game two here between Bainbridge-Guilford and Sherburn-Earlville. This is our kickoff classic here tonight, live again from Colgate. Batavia comes back to defeat Norwich 46-30 in our first game. The rain kind of came in here, Rich, during our warm-up time, but it seems to be kind of holding off now and should be good to go for Sherburn-Earlville and Bainbridge-Guilford.
The best part about doing the radio with you, Nate, is you get to stay dry in this nice booth up here.
One of the nicest booths we've worked in for high school football, that's for sure. Want to welcome you back to the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Butler Auto features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. A new-look BG team, a new helmet. Traditionally, their helmet has been that kind of navy blue with BG and white lettering on the side. But now they kind of look like the Michigan Wolverines. With the stripes over the center, kind of looks very similar to the Tioga Tigers helmet, just with a little bit different color. So BG, a new uniform, but a new coaching staff here, led by a friend of ours, Art Regas. He's going to put his stamp on this team. I'll be interested to see what they look like tonight here against Sherburn.
I was excited. I was just watching Mr. Regas down there doing the warm-ups, and he's doing some toe touches himself, so he looks like he's in pretty good shape. He might be back to his Walton playing days shape.
Wow.
Boy, I would love to see that. One time in my life, I'd like to see Art Regas just strap him up and hit somebody. But that was fun. Good friend of mine. I haven't talked to him in a little bit, but he's a good friend, and I wish him well tonight.
The last time we saw Art coaching at football, I believe we were talking about this pregame, was a couple of years ago. He was at the helm for Unadilla Valley in eight-man. I first met him when he was doing some work with Oneonta. So he's coached several different teams in the area, and he's got a lot of experience.
Yeah, he was at Unitigo in the early 2000s, I believe. You're right. He was in Oneonta. Then he also helped in Norwich with Mr. Christie's first year. And then, he's got some Walton background. He played there, so.
Yeah, he certainly knows our area very well. We're going to pause for the national anthem here on the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. When we come back, again, live from Colgate University, Bainbridge-Guilford and Sherburn-Earlville in the nightcap here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Why do I use the Delaware National Bank of Delhi? Well, it's simple. They offer all of today's banking conveniences, but with that neighborly hometown service we've all become accustomed to. They've been around since 1839. In fact, DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the entire nation. I'd say that's real experience, wouldn't you? Download their mobile app. It lets you make mobile deposits and allows you to control where, when, and how your debit card is used. DNBD offers competitive loan rates, and they pay most closing costs on mortgage transactions. DNBD has branches in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, and Hobart, with a loan production office in Sydney. Learn more at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit Bainbridge.com. BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. It's the Butler Auto pregame show as we have Sherburn, Earlville, and BG here. It's the nightcap at Colgate University. You know, Rich, I'm excited to see this Sherburn Earlville team as well. We know they put in a lot of work last year. We saw them against Norwich, improved each week, and I think they have some good pieces back, and, you know, they're excited to see how things will go for head coach Steve Franklin.
You know, there's a lot of energy on the Sherburn side. They had all their youth players out here. They had a fog machine. They ran out. And Sherburn's got a lot of guys on their squad over there, pretty big team. It's going to be an interesting day. What I've noticed, though, when I'm looking around here, not a lot. I don't think the Bainbridge guys are wearing headsets, so they're going to make all the calls from the field. That's an interesting move, and
wow.
The Sherburn guys definitely have some headsets on over there. So, but the BG coaching staff has no headsets, and they look like they have a
old school.
Yeah, they have some headsets down there, but I don't know if they're not working. Or...
And this is great too because we're in the press box here at Colgate. It's three levels.
Yeah,
we're on the first level. There's another level above us. There's an open-air third level where you'd have a great view. You could use the headset, talk down to the coaching staff.
Yeah.
BG either having technical problems or just going old school with it.
I'm kind of surprised. It looks like they have a case down there with headsets in them. Must be they lost their batteries tonight.
Well, we'll see how it works out as BG will receive to start this contest here tonight. A new look under head coach Art Regas, some new uniforms for BG, and a new era of Bobcats football will start up here tonight. And for Sherburn Earlville, also interested in what we will see, as they got better and better with each week last year, and they have some good numbers when you look over on that sideline for a program that a few years ago was really struggling numbers-wise. Long kickoff takes a Sherburn bounce back to the 15, running it forward. Good tackling by the Marauders here, and brought down at about the 15-yard line was Declan Marshfield.
The kicker turner kind of got caught in no man's land. Should I go get that ball? Should I let it one bounce to me? And he tried to let it play the one bounce, and it went by him, and he had to go get it, and did not work out for the kick returner from BG.
So BG is in the white top uniforms with the navy blue trim, the gray pants, the navy blue helmet with the white stripes. Sherburn is in the maroon uniforms with the gray and white trim, and it has SE in white lettering for Sherburn Earlville on the side of the helmet there. So here is the sophomore quarterback, Connor Davey, under center. They'll try to hand off and run up the middle here, meeting a wall of Sherburn Earlville Marauders there. And bringing him down is one of the best basketball players in the area, Dylan Masita. Big point guard. He's able to get inside, get physical. I was always impressed with him last year for Sherburn on the hardwood.
Sherburn is big up front. They have some big guys on their defensive line. And the first play for BG in the Art Regas era looked like an old handoff from the Walton playbook.
Yeah. So here is Connor Davey again under center. And they'll throw to the outside. Almost intercepted. Tipped at the line by Sherburn Earlville. And if Landon Albertina had caught that, he'd be in for six right now, Rich. Wow.
That was a very, very dangerous play. He needed a little bit more arc on that from the quarterback to his receiver, and the Sherburn guy was right there. Whoa, that was tough.
Wow, that could have been a huge play to start this game. Here's a third and seven for BG, ball on their own 16 as they receive the opening kickoff. This is the opening drive of the game. Nate Lowe and Rich Turnbull with you here tonight on CDO, and they're going to hand it off, and Sherburn has sniffed this out. Marshfield's able to get a little bit of breathing room, but nowhere to go. And the Marauders come up big on defense on the first drive here as Aaron Key got in there to make that stop, and BG's going to have to punt this one away.
It didn't look like it was a very clean play on the BG side. The guy in motion came over, take the handoff, but it didn't look like a clean handoff from the quarterback to the back.
So BG will punt it away. That looked very Walton-esque in terms of the way BG was handing the ball off there. We always joke that it's kind of like a blackjack dealer back there. Yeah. Who's he going to hand it off to? And so now BG is going to have to punt this one away. Standing deep for Sherburn, they're going to let this one go. Bounces and takes a BG roll all the way down to about the 21-yard line. And it's downed right there.
It's a very nice punt for BG.
Yeah, good punt by Marshfield.
It doesn't surprise me with the Walton-esque offense, right, because Coach Regas played in Walton in the 70s. He is, I believe, he might have been on one of the first Coach Hoover teams. He's talked to me about that. So he has that that Hoover background. So it does not surprise me that we're going to see a little bit of Walton-esque tonight.
And the Hoover playbook is legendary. I had Coach Hoover on along with Adam Hoover, his son, on my podcast. If you want to go back in the archives and listen to that, you can find it right on NateLull.com or on WCDOSports.com. They talked about all the different variations, over 100, I want to say it was 120 plays they have in that Hoover playbook.
The old Norwich coach John Pluta, was good friends with the Hoovers. He ran that in the 90s, so all those great 90 football teams ran the Hoover offense, and it comes down to a lot of blocking up front.
Here's a handoff for Sherburne as they have the ball on their own 21 on a 1st and 10. Nowhere to go. The BG defense forcing the Sherburne runner out of bounds. That's Nick Hull.
He was a little shifty in the background, got about 4 yards. Nice little pickup. Good positive gain for Sherburne in the first play of the year.
Yeah, he got 5 yards. So with 10:16 to go in the first quarter, it's BG and Sherburne Earlville tied 0-0. Going back to the Hoover playbook again, Rich, it's amazing how many different coaches from that coaching tree have used it, how many different schools have, you know, attempted and used it. So it's really over the last 50, 60 years has branched out quite a bit.
And I believe the story goes that Coach Hoover's dad in Vestal before used it.
Yeah, so it's been around for a long time. Here's a run up the middle for Sherburne. Ball's on the turf, and BG's got it. At about the 36-yard line, Sherburne coughed it up after a very nice run there by Ethan Shaw, and the fumble was recovered here by BG by Parker Boutis.
Two great plays by Sherburne. Very, very good positive plays, but just didn't hang on to the ball at the very, very end, and BG's got good field position. Let's see what happens here for the Bobcats.
Wow, so a turnover gives BG the ball on the Sherburne 36-yard line. And they went pretty much 3 and out on their first drive. Let's see what BG can do now, as this is Connor Davey under center. Again, as BG goes right to left, they're in the white uniforms with the gray and the navy blue here tonight. Sherburne's in the maroon with the white and gray trim. Davey wants to throw to the far side, hits a Sherburne defender in the back, tipped high, and they almost had a chance to pick it off. And both teams, Rich, have been kind of careless with the ball to start this game.
So that was not out of the Walton playbook. That was a straight pass play, and it actually went off the guy's helmet. It skipped off the guy's helmet.
I didn't even see it coming.
He didn't see it. It went right off the back of his helmet and almost got caught by someone else.
So this will be a 2nd and 10 for BG. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Again, thank you for joining us on the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight as well. Butler, of course, has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney.
Coach Regas is ranting at one of his assistant coaches. He's not happy right now.
Here's the 2nd and 10, and Davey's going to drop back. Almost looked like it was possibly a little option play. Runs to the outside, and Sherburne drags him out of bounds. I think we got a horse collar tackle here as he got ripped down to the ground.
It looked like you were right. It looked like an option, but the halfback didn't get around quick enough. Looked like it was a strange play. Quarterback kept it, and it's definitely a horse collar.
And yep. So this is going to give BG some extra room after a play that maybe went 1 yard or so. So both teams, you know, first game of the year, working out the kinks, maybe some nerves, playing on this big college field under the lights. Maybe they'll work out the kinks here and settle in a little bit.
It seems pretty even right now. I mean, we've only seen them for 5 minutes, but a pretty even matchup so far.
Just under 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Scoreless between BG and Sherburne in our second game of the night. As earlier, Batavia downed Norwich 46-30 in our first game. And here is Davey under center. We got a flag and a false start against the BG Bobcats. So that'll come back a little bit.
That was an easy one. It looked like the right guard or someone on the right side was moving a little early.
Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you tonight here on WCDO. Thanks for listening on WCDOSports.com as well. We got a timeout taken by the Bobcats, so we'll step away and be right back here on WCDO. We're scoreless.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829 829- 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. BG takes that timeout, and you said it, Rich, as we're scoreless here between BG and Sherburne Earlville. Coach Riga's kind of hot. He wanted to get his guys together and kind of get things settled back in, I think.
They've looked kind of all out of sorts right now. I just want to settle them down and get back to what they've been practicing all week for this game.
And here is the pass under center, looking for the big tight end, James Agroyan, and it was behind him, and he couldn't haul that in.
If that was in front of him, he could have got a nice little 7-yard gain. It was a nice draw play, just didn't lead him far enough.
So this will be a second down and 15 coming up here for the Bobcats. 9:53 to go in the first quarter. Of course, want to give a shout-out to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Hey, Jim, first game of the year, let's work a doubleheader, you know, on a late night. So.
Poor Jim. I hope the Sydney McDonald's is open for him when he gets out of there.
9:53 to go in the first. I believe it's open late. I should know that.
Maybe he can pick us up something.
Yeah, could you bring us up, you know, chicken nuggets or something here? BG fumbles here, but they do fall on it.
Bobbled the snap. It was just a bad transfer from the center to the quarterback, and we're going to have it fourth down now or third?
Third and 15, third, I believe, 15. Coming up. So BG recovers a fumble, and they haven't been able to move the ball here. So both teams with some early jitters, I would say.
Jitters is being nice, Nate. I would say yes.
So this will be a third and 16, actually, and we'll see what BG dials up in the playbook here as they have the ball on the Marauders 28-yard line going right to left. Connor Davey is under center now. He's got one wide receiver split to the right, one to the left, and now we're going to have a delay of game against BG.
Yeah. Delay game, didn't get the signal in quick enough.
So this will make third and long for BG, a third and 22 here for the Bobcats.
Let's see what they got. Do they have a third and 20 play in them?
So far, the pass attempts for Bainbridge-Guilford have been a little hit or miss, and so we'll see what head coach Art Regas dials up here in the first game of the season. A lot of high hopes for this Bobcats program this year.
They got 5 seconds left on the play clock. Oh, they got it off.
They just get it off, but the rush is coming from Sherburne. They chase Davey back. He has nowhere to go. Almost looked like an intentional grounding as really the Marauders came flying in there, and he had nowhere to go. Fourth down coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be intentional grounding for sure. They just dropped the flag.
So it will be an intentional grounding here. Bringing up fourth down, and it looks like, yep. I mean, the BG offense is staying out there with this field position. They might just say, hey, we're going to try to.
It's going to get backed up to about the 50.
Yeah, you know, they will punt away now.
They had a great punt their first drive. That was actually probably their best play so far. So if they can, you know, if they do the same exact thing, they could pin them here. The punter had a nice punt last time.
So this will bring up a fourth and long.
He's not giving himself a lot of room
to
punt.
Yeah, he almost looks like, I mean, they're kind of set up like they're going to go for it here.
They can't go for this.
I mean, it's fourth and 42.
What?
So we'll see. He is going to, he's going to run off to the side and punt it away. He just really didn't give himself a lot of real estate, but a great punt here by Davey down to the 15-yard line. Well executed there, but, boy, Rich and I think we both agree. He didn't give himself a whole lot of room to operate.
I think it's that new age punt, like kind of see if there's anything open, and then if nothing's open, you just kind of punt it away. It actually was a good punt that got it down to about the 11-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to spot this on the 14.
And the funny thing is if you were here live and you saw that, it actually looked like a pass. It was like a perfect spiral when he punted it.
So 8:30 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Sherburne Earlville. Second game of our doubleheader as Batavia took down Norwich 46-30 in our first game here at Colgate University as lights are on and a beautiful facility here. Great place to call a game for Rich and I here tonight. So our second look at Sherburne Earlville on offense, a little sweep from left to right. They try to go to the outside. Marshfield is there and a big-time tackle for BG, pinning Sherburn for maybe a loss of two on the play there.
That was a nice play by number 20. Came right up and met the ball handler right behind the line of scrimmage and for a two-yard loss.
Yeah, nothing doing there for Justin Race. We've seen probably three different guys run the ball so far for Sherburn Earlville. I do think they have a little size advantage as well over BG. They definitely have the numbers advantage in terms of substitutes, I would say. This is a Sherburn offense. Looks like they have some firepower, but they just haven't been able to get it going yet.
Their guys up front are big name, but they aren't running between the numbers right now.
Man in motion from right to left. They're going to throw to the outside. Almost intercepted here by BG. Marshfield had his mitts on it. He would have intercepted that at the 5-yard line, and he just couldn't hold on.
Two really good plays by Marshman. That's his name, right?
Marshfield.
Marshfield. Two good plays. And this is going to be a long third and 13. Long one here.
With 7:40 to go in this first quarter, we're scoreless between Bainbridge Guilford and Sherburn Earlville. So the play coming in from the sideline.
And the play clock is not going. I don't understand what's going on here. They haven't set the ball. They haven't set the ball yet, so that's why the play clock is not going.
Yeah, one of the officials still has the ball.
So they aren't going to run the play clock till they set it. Looks like they have a little jitters, too.
Well, a lot of this crew was the crew that worked the first game, so
yeah.
This crew is doing some double duty here tonight.
Same white hat for sure.
Third and 13 with 7:40 to go here in the first quarter. Sherburn trying to dig themselves out of their own end with the ball on their own 11 going left to right. And we have a false start against Sherburn Earlville on the play.
BG's defense is looking pretty good this drive, holding Sherburn down. And, you know, if they get a big stop here, this could be a safety situation. I mean, BG's looked pretty good on defense.
They have, and this is a third and 18 now. And Sherburn Earlville's pinned back on their own 6-yard line, again going left to right. A scoreless game so far between the Marauders and the Bobcats, and waiting for the snap. Got a man in motion from left to right. Snap was high, but the QB's going to pull it down and run to the outside. This is Darren Miles. Gets a little bit of real estate, but he's well short of the first down.
It was the same guy. It was your number 20. Three big defensive plays for BG.
Yeah, BG doing a nice job here. And now Sherburn's going to have to punt this away on a fourth and long.
Marshfield's making a case for early defensive player of the game.
Yeah, Declan Marshfield, we saw him do a lot of good stuff last year, and obviously he's been working on his game in the offseason.
Three big, big plays for him.
So 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Sherburn, again, will have to punt this away. We've seen some good flashes on offense from them, but they haven't been able to put it together. Here is the snap and the punt. End-over-end kick is going to bounce at about the 35-yard line, and Sherburn will down it there, and that's where BG's going to take over. That ball looked like it could have been live and hot there for a minute, Rich.
Looked like about four different people touched it. They were playing like hot potato with it. They were like, I'm going to touch it. I'm not going to touch it. Wait, I'm going to touch it. No, I'm not going to touch it. That was a really strange play. We kind of looked at each other and like, ooh, what is going on?
So BG's going to get the ball back for the third time tonight with 6:45 to go in this first quarter in a scoreless contest. You and I were talking before we started this game. I kind of thought maybe it could be a shootout opportunity, but so far, scoreless.
Well, there's a flag out there, so we don't know what happened. I don't know. It looked like there's some contact with the receiving, the kick returner. Oh, here's another. Oh, they're waving the flag off.
Waving the flag off, so BG's going to start at the Sherburn Earlville 35-yard line.
Boy, we've seen a lot of flags tonight, haven't we, in the Norwich game and now this game.
Yeah, the second half of the Norwich game got a little physical, got a little chippy. And so between that and then the start to this game, it's just been a lot of kind of wacky plays, I would say.
Yes, they definitely brought their laundry tonight.
So 6:45 to go first quarter. Scoreless between BG and SE. Sherburn Earlville back on defense. Here is Connor Davey. Quarterback for BG throws over the middle. Pass is complete and hauled in here by Parker Boutis. And a first down for Bainbridge Guilford.
Just a simple slant pass and first down, BG.
Yeah, just was able to beat his defender, cut up on the inside, and was able to put that right where he needed. Good pass by Connor Davey.
That might have been our first positive yardage of the game, maybe.
Ball is down to the Sherburn Earlville 23. Going to be a first and 10 here for the Bobcats with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Under center here is the sophomore quarterback, Connor Davey. Here's the snap. Rolls to the outside, a little pitch to the edge, cutting it back inside for the Bobcats. Across the 20, down to the 18, and hauled down there was Anthony Pfaff.
A bunch of guys in the backfield running all over the place, about three different options there. I don't even know how to say that. I don't even know how to call that play.
Actually,
the option. They're optioning the option.
I think it was Noah Janita there, actually, on that carry. But, yeah, you're right, Rich. That was a lot of different options.
Yeah, there was like three people running behind the quarterback, and he just picked one of them and tossed it to him. They optioned the option.
5.5 to go in the first quarter. Still scoreless here between the Bobcats and the Marauders. BG trying to hustle up to the line here with the play clock down at 5. Can they get set in time? Looks like they're just going to get this off. And now we have a whistle. I don't think they did.
Timeout. They called the timeout.
Oh, phew.
BG called the timeout.
Coach Regas calls the timeout with about 1 second left on that play clock. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We're scoreless between BG and Sherburn Earlville. 5:14 to go in the first quarter here from Colgate University on CDO.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
BG putting together a nice little drive here, a key 2nd and 5. They're deep in Sherburn Earlville territory. Ball is on the 18-yard line going right to left. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. BG with a man in motion from right to left. Davey is sacked. A huge play here by the Sherburn Earlville defense. Streaking through was Landon Andrade, and he ripped him down.
Boy, that was a great play. Just ran right through the line and made a big sack. Big play for Sherburn. 3rd and long now for the Bobcats.
How did he even get through that fast?
He's a big guy. Look how big he is. He's a defensive end. Probably just got around the end, and he was there before the quarterback could even scramble.
They have him listed at 6'2", 270.
He's a big boy.
And he streaks through that line. 3rd and 15 coming up now for BG. Ball is on the Sherburn Earlville 29. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless. Here is Connor Davey under center again. Here comes the rush, and he is knocked down again by Landon Andrade for a loss.
Andrade came through and just bull rushed the fullback. He threw him probably 5 yards back. I just hit you. I'm sorry, Nate.
No,
I couldn't believe I just saw that. And then he ran through that guy, and he tackled him. That guy is a beast. Andrade, holy cow, you don't want to run on his side.
No, he ran over the blocker.
He ran over the blocker. I couldn't believe it. Looked like he was playing peewee football.
Wow, 4th and 23, and BG is pushed all the way back to the Sherburn Earlville 38. Looks like they're going to punt again.
It's that same punt formation. It's that kind of new age punting. He's going to see what he's got, and he's going to punt it away.
So they look around, and it's a little squib punt. And this is another well-struck ball down inside the 10 to about the 6-yard line. And they've got something going there with that punt game, I tell you that.
The punter is playing really well. The punter might be their best player right now for BG's. He just pinned him into he's at the 7-yard line. That's the quarterback, too.
I did just get a note, and I should have known this, from covering wrestling last year. Landon Andrade, state-ranked wrestler, one of those guys that I believe made a run into the state tournament a year ago.
That was shocking what he just did.
Yeah,
he literally just threw that. He threw the fullback from Bainbridge right out of the way. And then usually you see that, but then he made the tackle afterwards.
4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Sherburn Earlville. An entertaining game, but a little wacky to say the least, back and forth. You know, both teams trying to grab the momentum here, Rich.
And now Sherburn's pinned, and BG's been playing good defense, so you don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah, ball's on the Sherburn Earlville 6-yard line as they go left to right. They try to run it up the middle. They get a little room to work with out to about the 15. Good hard-nosed running there by Ethan Shaw.
It looks like it's about an 8-yard gain, so it's going to be 2nd and 2.
That's got to make Sherburn feel good just to get a little real estate between them and their own end zone, because they had been kind of pushed back there for a long portion of this first quarter with about 3.5 left now.
Sherburn looks really athletic. They just need something, a big play. I feel like they're right there.
Thanks to everybody listening on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. If you want to go back and listen to these games or any games we've done in previous years, it's all right there. A free download, courtesy of SFCU. And Sherburn Irville's not going to get this playoff in time on the play clock, I don't think. And finally, we will have...
They said they jumped. They said BG jumped.
Wow. I mean, was I wrong? The play clock was at zero for about 3 seconds, it looked like.
So full disclaimer, all the teams had to bring their own play clock people. So whoever's doing the play clock, is, I believe, is probably from Sherburn, because the home team had to bring somebody. So I'm guessing that maybe they don't know. You know, it's tough. I mean, you're working a new system.
I do know that sometimes the game clock and what the officials have is a little different as well, from talking to a few officials over the years. Sherburn now on a 1st and 10, running out to the right side. And again, we've seen a plethora of running backs here. This time Nick Hull picks up a couple of yards, working it out for about 8.
It was a nice little run by Nick Hull. He actually kind of hit the linebacker instead of the linebacker hitting him.
So we're down to about 2.5 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless still between Bainbridge Guilford and Sherburn Earlville. Not often in my radio experience, we don't see a lot of low-scoring games anymore. I find between 8-man and everything like that, we're seeing the opposite. It's neat to see kind of a defensive battle so far here.
And Sherburn's been pinned most of the game on their side of the field, so Bainbridge has really done well defensively.
2nd and 2 for the Marauders, and we got another whistle.
Delay a game.
Going to be a delay a game, and the Marauders just can't seem to find their mojo yet.
Both teams are really struggling getting the play into the field and getting, you know, the playoff on time. Both teams are running the play clock down to 1-2 seconds. Now, you see that a lot in the NFL, but you don't see that in high school. Even in the last game when Batavia was trying to run the clock out of Norris, they would only let it go down to like 5 or 6 seconds. They wouldn't let it go all the way down to 1.
I mean, everybody's got to be on the exact same page, and very difficult to do.
It's professional, right, to get it all the way down to that.
2nd and 7 now for the Marauders. They have the ball on their own 24, a pitch to the outside. They got some running room here. And picking up a first down out to the 35-yard line here is Justin Race on the carry.
I thought it was the Hall kid again. They look very similar, but nice little pickup by Race, enough for a first down.
So move the chains for the Marauders with about 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, still scoreless. Ball out to the 35-yard line, and Sherburn is in the maroon with the white and red trim going left to right here.
Bainbridge has let a couple big plays happen. Their defense is... Either Sherburn sees a few holes or their defense is giving up a little bit more than they have. They seem maybe a little out of sorts right now, kind of running all over the place.
Play clock down under 5. They get this one off and run to the right side out to the 40. And this is a run here by Ethan Shaw as we hit 1 minute to go. We've seen 3, maybe 4 different guys run the ball so far for Sherburn Earlville. I think that could be some long-term success here tonight, having that stable of running backs.
This is becoming... to feel like that long, methodical high school drive here. I mean, Sherburn's moved the sticks 2 or 3 times, getting about 4 or 5 yards on every running play. They're letting the play clock run down. We're going to probably, this might be the last, or the might get 2 more plays in this quarter.
30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Again, live from Colgate University tonight. Beautiful night for football now that the rain has kind of held off. A pitch to the right side. Flag on the play. Sherburn still running forward here with Justin Race, and we'll see what the call from the Zebra crew is with 17 ticks left here in this first quarter.
That would have been the last play of the quarter, but the flag stopped it. I think we're going to have holding.
Holding here against Sherburn Earlville. So every time one side seems to get some momentum, they seem to kind of kick themselves a little bit, and they're going in the wrong direction.
Does this game come down to who scores first?
That could be.
Because neither team has really gotten that close to scoring. Who scores first? Maybe we have a winner.
So still scoreless here. 10 seconds left. Sherburn trying to get one play off here before the end of the first quarter. Going to be close. They do get it off. little fake play to the outside. There's the horn for the end of the first quarter. Race is brought down on the outside. Great tackling again by Declan Marshfield to end the quarter for BG.
That was a beautiful tackle in the open field by Marshfield. That could have been a big gain, but he made a great play. He had a great, great first quarter for BG.
So we're scoreless. End of the first quarter between Bainbridge-Guilford and Sherburne-Earlville, live from Colgate University. We'll be back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A scoreless game so far here, Rich, between Bainbridge-Guilford and Sherburne-Earlville. As we start the second quarter, Sherburne switches ends of the field, so they are now going right to left. Your thoughts on a kind of interesting first quarter, not what we expected at all.
I have co-MVP so far through the game. Marshfield's playing well for BG, and whoever's spinning the tunes here at the field is doing a heck of a job. Red Hot Chili Peppers at the half.
Yeah, that
at
was
the quarter.
That was great.
Great game. Great, great tune.
Sherburne with the ball here, going right to left. And a handoff to the right side across the 40, out to the 43 here for Nick Hull. Good hard-nosed running there.
Yeah, Nick Hull has been playing well for Sherburne. Some big runs. Fourth and two, what's going to happen here? Is Sherburne going to try to get it? What do you think, Nate? Would you go for it here? Why not, right?
I think at this point they have good enough field position, and with this group of running backs, I'd feel pretty comfortable, honestly.
Absolutely. I think they're going to go for it as well.
The biggest thing for Sherburne-Earlville that I've noticed is if they can get into the play smoothly, it goes well. It's kind of the false start and the delay of game stuff that has hurt them so far.
Well, they're down to 8 seconds already, so six, five, they're going to get this play off.
Fourth and two, and it looks like they just get it off. They're going to hand it up the middle here, looking for that 1 yard. I don't think they got it as they handed it off. They handed it off to big number 73, Landon Andrade.
I don't think they got it either. That was a really interesting play. That really reminded me of the 1985 Chicago Bears refrigerator Perry.
The fridge.
The fridge. He scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. I got that on the Immaculate Grid the other day.
Man.
I used refrigerator Perry on the football Immaculate Grid.
That's great.
Bears Super Bowl touchdown.
Turnover on downs as the fridge play does not work here. For Sherburne-Earlville, I love the idea. Give it to him because he's been such a beast, but he gets stuck there.
The spot is bad here, though. They spotted it wrong, the reset. They actually gave him a yard.
Yeah, right.
Horrible spot, the reset.
So here is BG taking over on downs at the Sherburne-Earlville 45. They're going to go to the air. They got a receiver. It's Marshfield. He's open. Caught it at the 15 to the 10, down to the 5, dragging his defender inside the 5 to the 3. What a play as Davey connects with Marshfield.
Marshfield is putting together quite a game. Get him a highlight clip already. Marshfield is all over the place defensively, and now the biggest offensive play of the game.
Wow. Marshfield has been probably the most consistent player on both sides, and they go to him there, and a great pinpoint throw there by Connor Davey.
BG's, this is the closest we've had anybody scoring. They got 2 yards. Got to think they can punch it in. 3 yards, actually. Sorry, 3 yards.
Early here in the second quarter, BG marching up to the line, trying to pop this in. 5 seconds on the play clock. Davey under center, wants to hand off and does, and BG's in for a touchdown. Oh, they lost it there. Did he break the plane? Yes, touchdown here for BG, as running it in was Noah Janita.
He did one of those, like, holding the ball out, and then a Sherburne guy got him about 2 yards in. It was definitely a touchdown.
I just wanted to make sure that's one of those things. You celebrate a little too early, and you never know. But he crossed the plane, and BG is on the board after a two-yard touchdown run.
So we just said it, Nate, is 6 points good enough here in this game.
Is that enough? So they break the scoreless tie here early in the second quarter, and we'll see. It looks like they're going to go for two.
Yeah, we don't have a kicker on the BG side, must be. That's typical, this, you know, these size schools. They don't have, sometimes they don't kick.
A lot of teams that we cover never kick. They always go for two. Under center, here is Davey. Drops back, rolls out to his right, throws, and the pass is complete. He finds Marshfield for the two-point conversion, and Bainbridge-Guilford has an 8-0 lead over Sherburne-Earlville. 2 minutes gone into the second quarter. We'll take a break here from Colgate University on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, BG is on the board. The two-point conversion was good to Declan Marshfield after the two-yard touchdown run there by Noah Janita. And BG leads Sherburne-Earlville 8-0. Let's see if the Marauders can answer here, Rich, on a beautiful night. The rain has stopped here at Colgate University, and boy, just a beautiful setting for these teams to have a chance to come up, and especially for Sherburne-Earlville, play right in their backyard.
Yeah, this is a great, great opportunity for both programs to play on this wonderful field.
Kickoff is going to take a BG bounce all the way down to the Sherburne 2-yard line. They pick it up and try to run it out. They get a decent run back out to about the 16-yard line there by Justin Race. But again, Sherburne looking at a long field ahead as they start their first drive here in the second quarter.
Boy, Marshfield does it all. He was kicking that ball, too. It was almost like a pin. He pinned him in there.
Yeah, he's done a really nice job on defense, offense, and he had a punt earlier. He's done a little bit of everything.
That guy can play some football.
I know last year it was somebody that, you know, we were really high on him on the radio because he was a younger player last year as, I believe, yeah, last year he was just a sophomore, and we were like, wow, this guy's making plays. And exciting to see him come out and have such a good start to this season.
He's right in front of us now getting a little water, but he's been probably the best player on the field so far.
Yeah, he's been tremendous for the Bobcats. So here is a first and 10 with Sherburne-Earlville starting on their own 17, going right to left, and a timeout is going to be taken by the Marauders as they want to talk things over. We're going to step away here on WCDO with the score Bainbridge-Guilford 8 and Sherburne nothing. We'll be right back.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nick Hull on the run here for Sherburne as we welcome you back from the timeout. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Sherburne-Earlville 8-0 here with 9:45 to go in the second quarter, and that run to the outside, good for a couple of yards, will be second down and about 8 to go.
we've said it before, Sherburn looks pretty athletic. They just seem a little out of sorts up front. They could put it together, put a nice little drive. They could tie up the score here.
I think that's the thing to remember if you're Sherburn, right? Like, things haven't gone your way, but it's an 8-0 game. You put a good drive together here, put some points on the board, you could go into the break feeling pretty good about yourself.
You got Andrade, right? Why don't you just run a little bit behind him and see what happens?
Yeah, my goodness, he's been a beast on the line. This will be a 2nd and 8 for Sherburn Earlville, and another flag on the play. They just cannot seem to get set here.
They're going to call offsides on BG.
No, it's not BG.
The guy was pointing at the other guy, and I think he went offsides when he started pointing at the other guy. They're going to give it to Sherburn here.
Boy, both sides have kind of kicked themselves here with the penalties. You know, week zero, it's going to happen, first real action. But this is going to make it a 2nd and 3 here for SE. Waiting for the snap here in the shotgun. Play clock is down to 10. They got a man in motion. 8:50 to go here in the second quarter. A pitch to the outside. First down here for Sherburn. Across the 30, 35, 40. And a good run to the outside here for the Sherburn Earlville Marauders. And I believe that was Nick Hall again.
I don't know if I've ever seen that in any football that I've ever watched. The guy came in motion, went between the center and the quarterback, then circled around and got the ball.
He kind of got a pitch on the right side after he did the circle around.
It was like the little loop-de-loo play or something. They're just drawing like this. They're in the sandbox here.
You know what? I've started to get more used to that because watching the eight-man game so much the last few years, you see so many crazy games, so many crazy plays. Not that this is eight-man, but almost nothing surprises me anymore, even if a play is kind of just weird. Going to be a handoff here up the middle for Sherburn Earlville. Out to the 45-yard line, and they seem to be clicking now. Ethan Shaw, with another hard-nosed effort, picks up about 8 yards on the play. So 7:50 to go in the second quarter, and it's BG 8, Sherburn Earlville nothing.
I'd like to see Sherburn's play chart. I would say on their first down plays, they usually get about 6-7 yards, and it's really on the second down and the third down of where they struggle. They usually get a penalty or something bad happens, but, you know, a lot of their first down plays have been really, really well executed.
So it's going to be a 2nd and 2 here for the Marauders. They're still back in their huddle with 10 on the play clock to go as they break and get up to the line. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right, and one running back in the backfield. Trying to get the snap off, and they do just in time. They hand off to Race. Bouncing to the outside, he's at the 50, first down and into BG territory before being pushed out of bounds. And good for moving the chains here for the Marauders. So they seem to have something going here, Rich, with 7:13 to go second quarter. Sherburn trailing BG 8-0.
Sherburn's run game has definitely put together some good plays here, and Art Regas wants to talk about it on the BG side.
Yeah, BG trying to regroup on defense, so we'll take a timeout, and we'll be right back. Again, it's Bainbridge-Guilford 8, Sherburn Earlville nothing, live from Colgate University here on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a 1st and 10 here for Sherburn. They are into BG territory for the first time tonight, putting together a nice little drive. They're looking to throw here on 1st and 10, but Marshfield comes up and makes a heck of a play here, tackling the guy who caught it. That was Nick Holland. Marshfield's been all over the place here tonight.
You know, we talked about it at the break. It seemed like all the Sherburn plays were running away from Marshfield. They come out after that timeout. They throw a ball right at Marshfield, and he makes a great open field tackle.
Yeah, it's a loss of 2 yards there for the Marauders. It's going to be a 2nd and 12, 6:45 to go second quarter. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. We're glad to have you along. Also on 92.3, our new frequency in Norwich.
If I'm Sherburne, I'm just running away from him. Why would you run the ball to his side?
Second and 12. They look away from him this time. A lineman caught that ball, I believe.
Is that legal?
I don't know. It's at the 45.
Marshfield has the ball, but they must have waved it dead.
I mean, number 65, Aiden Keene, caught that ball. I mean, maybe he, I don't know, maybe he lined up as an eligible receiver there. This is a third and 12 now.
That's not good when the people on the radio go, is that legal?
I just did not see that coming. A lineman turned around and caught that ball. So
it looked like one of those like screen plays.
It did.
And we got a timeout on Sherburne.
Timeout taken by Sherburne. He might have lined up in a spot there, but we'll have to talk about that during the break. Third and nine with 5:44, second quarter, stepping away for 30 seconds on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Stay tuned in a few minutes. We'll have our Marabito Energy Product Halftime Report. Marabito's been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Big third and nine coming up here for the Marauders. Going right to left on your radio dial, they're in the maroon with the gray and white trim. BG's in the white uniforms with the gray pants and the navy blue helmet. Third and nine here. They are at the BG 44-yard line and a flag on the play before we even get things started. And it's going to be, I believe, a delay of game here on Sherburne Earlville.
It was whatever call when they grabbed their heart or whatever it was. Maybe it was I'm having a heart attack. I don't know what that was. I don't know. It wasn't delay a game. Was it a legal substitution maybe? I don't even know.
They back him up 5 yards.
I think he was signaling the Aussies he's having a heart attack.
That'd be a new one.
Yeah.
But we know the white hat very well, so we'll hope that he's healthy out there.
He looks all right.
Third and 14 coming up here for Sherburne Earlville with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Ball right at midfield now. And waiting for the snap. They'll throw to the outside, complete to Hull, and he's met by Marshfield. Got him right in the grill, nowhere to go. And Marshfield has been a man possessed out there.
Why would they run any play to his side of the field? I'm not a football coach, but I could go down there and say, run away from number 20. 20 is having the game of his life. Why are we running towards him?
Fourth and 16, and what was a promising drive for the Marauders, they're now going to have to punt it away. And the BG defense comes up pretty big. And BG now with about 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. If they could put some more points on the board, that would be huge for the Bobcats going into our halftime break. Sherburne gets this punt off just in time. Was almost blocked there by the Bobcats. This takes a good Sherburne bounce all the way down to the 15-yard line and is touched there by the Marauders with 4:49 to go here in the second quarter.
I've never seen a flag be thrown that early from the official down by the returner. He must have saw something on the line. He threw it as the ball was being kicked. He usually doesn't make that call. I don't understand what we're doing here.
4:50 to go in this second quarter.
The white hat saying that, too. That's my call. What are we doing here?
Yeah, officials are getting together here to talk this over real quick. As I think most of this crew, well, some of this crew was on the first game, but I think they did bring in a couple new pieces here, so.
I don't even think the other officials realize there's a flag on the ground. They're coming back.
Yeah,
something happened. I don't know.
I think they're going to come back and do this again, which is too bad if you're a Sherburne Earlville fan, because that was a great punt.
Too many people on the field. BG had too many guys on the field.
Wow.
I think that's that symbol.
So we're going to come back and do this again.
I'm pretty sure that's that sign. He grabbed his, he grabbed the hat twice, right?
So with 4:50 to go in the second quarter.
Maybe I should have that little symbol sheet up.
They're going to mark this one back all the way to the 35, it looks like. So we will not, I don't think we're going to re-kick here. Yes, okay, so it's going to be fourth and one. So now Sherburn has the option of maybe going for this here, and I think they will because the 15 yards puts them on the 40, actually, no, the 30, about the 38-yard line here.
I win the bet. It is definitely too many guys on the field. I brought it up.
All right.
Look at that.
Too many guys on the field. We got it. And now they're going to go back to the fringe play, and this time it works. And he's going to get 5-10 yards before he's brought down across the 25. And Landon Andrade picks it up, and Sherburn has new life after a big penalty there against Bainbridge Guilford.
I was hoping for the Chris Berman call, rumbling, dumb, bumbling, stumbling.
He keeps it up. Maybe we will. And now we got some other flag on the play here. We're going to see what the call is here. BG clapping, so it appears to be against Sherburn Earlville with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Rich, this has gotten almost comical.
Yeah, but it's 9:30 at night. It's not too comical to me.
So BG leading Sherburn Earlville 8-0. Officials still talking about this one. Ball is still marked down at about the 24-yard line here. And they're going to pull it back. Still haven't seen the official call. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Sherburn Earlville.
So I found the grabbing of the heart symbol. That is an illegal substitution.
Wow.
Substitution infraction. So he wasn't having a heart attack, Nate. It was a substitution infraction.
We've seen some calls in this game that you just don't normally see. I can't even tell you the last time I saw an illegal substitution.
Substitution infraction. The white hat's okay.
So now after that great run there by Andrade and the penalty for an unsportsmanlike, backs him up for a 1st and 25, and then BG just jumped offside. We've been sitting on 4.5 minutes here for about the last 10 minutes.
Maybe we should have ran to McDonald's quick. What do you think?
I mean, that sounds very good right now. I was telling you a story about in my previous broadcasting career. I was in a college press box where they had a guy who would come in and take your order. Then they'd bring food to you. That was an all-time moment for me. That was great.
It was on BG. They jumped offside.
Yeah, they jumped offside there. Yeah. I think the BG fans are saying that Sherburn jumped first. Yeah. All right, so we got a 1st and 20 now for the Marauders. They trail 8-0. This would be big if Sherburn could put some points on the board here, Rich.
Andrade's in the backfield again.
Yeah, he's still in the backfield here. And he's back there alongside Ethan Shaw, who's also 6'1", 205. This backfield's huge right now. They're going to go to Shaw. Andrade's blocking for him, and Shaw's able to plow his way forward up to about the 26-yard line with 4:15 to go here in the second quarter.
Sherburn has definitely found some plays here, running behind Andrade, giving the ball to Andrade, making some positive things happen.
Yeah, and Shaw with another good carry, as we said. They have kind of that thunder and lightning approach. I mean, you got Nick Hull, who's kind of that 160, Justin Race, 160, but then, you look at Ethan Shaw at 205 and Andrade at 270. You don't know what's going to hit the hole here.
I wouldn't want to tackle Andrade, and I'm up here ways away from the field.
And being an all-state wrestler, he knows how to use his body. He's not just a big guy out there. He's athletic and can use it well. A pitch here to the outside. They go to Hull. Breaks free. Good for a first down. No, just a little bit short, but he's across the 20 to about the 18-yard line.
So that makes me chuckle a little bit. The runner ran past Andrade, and then the BG guy came up, made the tackle, and Andrade shoved both of them. Shoved them both about 2 yards extra.
Down to 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. A nice drive here for Sherburn Earlville. A 3rd and 5 coming up. Ball is on the BG 19-yard line. Sherburn looking to get set here at the line. The wide receiver split out to the left. Andrade and Shaw in the backfield. Waiting for the snap. They go right back to Andrade on the left side. Stays on his feet, plowing his way forward across the 10 down to the 8. good for a first down, and they are not afraid to use him like that.
Took about five defenders to take him down. And I don't know if that was part of the game plan, but all of a sudden it's working, so they're going to stick with it.
It looked like one of those things that maybe they used in a short yard situation or a goal line situation.
Yeah.
Now it's turned into, we need to get something going here. Let's go right back to it.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. They saw it, and they're like, I think this could work. Let's go with it. It's pretty simple.
First and 10 after that first down. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. They go to Shaw. Runs to the outside. Hagroyan is able to wrap him up for BG and wrestle him down. And he gets maybe 2 yards on the play. Ball's down to the 6-yard line.
If I'm Sherburn here, I'm giving Dendrati. Why not, right?
Yeah, at this point, I mean, you're in a short yardage situation here. They did back it up to the 7-yard line. But Shaw or Andrade have both shown that they can get this type of yardage.
Right, and you got to run it away from Marshfield. Marshfield's on the left side of the field. So you go to the short side, or you go right up the middle here.
1:55 to go, second quarter. Clock is ticking. Sherburn lining up on the right hash as they go right to left. Andrade in the backfield. They're going to go back to Shaw. And Shaw is in for the touchdown. He just got over the line there. It was going to be close. But he extends, and Sherburn Earlville is on the board with 1:42 to go in the second quarter.
The Sherburn coaches did a wonderful job. They stuck with what worked. They ran away from Marshfield the entire time down the field. I don't know. Maybe you put Marshfield in the middle of the field. He's kind of a ball hawk out there.
Yeah, they're trying to take it away from him.
Yeah, they're definitely running away from him. That was a really, really well-designed drive by Sherburn. After we got through all those penalties, it was well done.
BG leads 8-6. Sherburn going to go for 2. This could be the perfect situation to use Andrade here. He's in the backfield again along with Shaw, kind of in that I formation. Signal caller barking it out here, Darren Miles. Miles is under center. Here's the snap. They go right back to Shaw. Big hole. He's in. Andrade opened up a big gap for him, and we are tied at 8, Rich, with 1:42 to go in the second quarter.
This is fun to watch. You know, the two big guys, the two big backs just rumbling, stumbling all the way down to the end zone for Sherburn.
Good job by the Marauders. They tied up at 8 apiece here at Colgate University, our second game in a doubleheader as Norwich fell earlier to Batavia 46-30. We'll take a break. Be right back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home close to home.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Marshfield on the return here for Bainbridge Guilford brings it out to about the 35 before he is wrapped up and tackled on the play by Sherburn Earlville. 1:36 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here on CDO, and we have a tie ball game between the Bobcats and the Marauders.
Boy, Marshfield does it all for BG, doesn't he? Now he's returning kicks.
Yeah, he's done a little bit of everything, offense, defense, punting, returning kicks, a little bit of everything, as Rich said. So 1:36 to go here in the second quarter, tied 8-8. Boy, the first game we had was a shootout, and this has kind of turned into a defensive battle. Here is Connor Davey under center. He is set, drops back to pass for BG as they go left to right. Davey looking to his left, wants a home run ball, and throws it over his intended receiver, Noah Janita.
It looked like he held on to the ball a little bit too long. If he got rid of the ball a little bit quicker, he had two guys on the side of the field.
So 90 seconds to go before the halftime break, and you'll want to stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report. Good game so far here, tied 8-8 between Bainbridge Guilford and Sherburn Earlville. Sherburn on defense trying to clamp it down as they really seem to find their rhythm on offense on that last drive. Let's see if they can clamp it down on defense here. Davey is under center on a 2nd and 10 here for BG. They're in the white with the blue and the gray trim. Sherburn coming on rush, and they have to throw it away. We do have a flag on the play on the far side.
That was a real athletic play getting out of the pocket by Davey, but it looked like we have some type of action in the middle of the field with the flag down.
Let's see what the call is here. Again, the officials getting together here. Possibly some sort of a late hit on the quarterback. I'm not sure. I didn't see anything else that... It's going against Bainbridge Guilford here. So this is going to back them up with 1:24 to go in this second quarter. We're tied 8-8. So going against...
Five-yard penalty.
Yeah, five-yard penalty. We'll back them up for a 2nd and 15.
So the whole entire... BG team is now looking to Coach Regas, and he's calling in all the signals based on what he sees.
Davey drops back, wants to throw to the outside, complete to James Agroyan, and he is tackled there, across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line. So a third down and 9 coming up. So I was going to say third and long.
So if you look, Nate, so everybody's now staring at Coach Regas, and Regas is looking at what Sherburn's got out there, and now he's signaling in the plays. Looks like the alligator chomp play coming.
Yeah, so Coach Regas trying to relay this to his information to his guys. Davey has to fall on the ball here.
Sherburn's got it.
And Sherburn's got it. It was a fumble, and it's recovered here by the Marauders with 48 seconds left as Aiden Keene comes off the bottom of the pile with it.
Now, this is really interesting because Sherburn has not really shown any pass game yet. They've been really successful in the last drive. I don't know if they can they go 35 yards in 48 seconds just running. I'm not sure, but it would be really interesting to see if they will actually pass here.
Felt like BG had all the momentum, and now Sherburn has kind of grabbed it back after that last drive where they scored, and then a good defensive stand here where they pick up this fumble. So they will start on the BG 33, going right to left. They're in the maroon with the gray and white trim, and a huge sack here by BG, streaking through and bringing him down. Great play here by Bainbridge Guilford, as that was Ryan Blackman who got the job done.
He came in completely untouched to the blind side. We had a perfect vantage point of it. Sherburn takes a timeout, but nobody picking up the block on the backside. Great defensive play by BG.
Tied 8-8, 2nd and 17 coming up for Sherburn. When we come back, 36 seconds to go in the second quarter on WCDO.
At Community Bank, putting our customers first has been our philosophy for more than 157 years. By providing exceptional, friendly service, we help individuals, businesses, and municipalities manage their finances to make the most of their money and their life. As a full-service bank, we offer checking and savings accounts, all kinds of loans and mortgages, and helpful, smart advice. Stop into any branch or visit cbna.com. Community Bank. Bank happy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Community Bank is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 36 seconds to go in the second quarter. BG and Sherburn Irwell tied at 8-8. 36 seconds to go, 2nd and 17 after a great sack there by Ryan Blackman. Waiting for the snap here is the quarterback, Darren Miles. He's got a man in motion. There's that play, Rich, kind of the candy cane where he wraps around. It's a pitch to him, runs to the outside with Nick Hull, and good for a couple of yards. But
I was thinking fish hook, but candy cane's a great way to explain it. That's what it kind of looks like coming around. He comes between the center and the quarterback, which is really interesting.
Only 15 seconds left here. Sherburn probably down to their last play of the second quarter.
Hail Mary here.
They got two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Drop back. Here is Miles rolling to his right. He's got a man and just overthrows him with no time left, and that's going to do it for the first half. We are tied 8-8 between Sherburn Irwell and Bainbridge Guilford. Had his man, but just overthrew him a little bit. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. But again, halftime here at Colgate University. It's a tie ball game, 8-8, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.